Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's CODA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
Lovely intonation of a Ruffle.
Oh, thanks so much for saying that, Tom. I do appreciate it.
Because sometimes I get people saying to me, oh, your friend Susie Ruffle. And I'm like, who?
And then I go, oh, that? Susie Ruffle. Who is making me posh? Well, it's just like hang around with you and you've got that posh voice.
Please. Oh, please. I mean, it could be Ruffle. I think it would have an E on the end.
But you've met my family.
Stop it. They could all be Ruffels if they wanted.
But I think Ruffel sounds quite posh. It's a bit bouquet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very bouquet.
Which was a great series.
And did I tell you when I was in America and...
Clang.
I've travelled.
Sure.
And I was talking to them and they were like, oh, we love this show. It's got this woman. She's got this hat on all the time. Shows all the time here on PBS. And she's always going like, Richard. And I was like, are you talking about Keeping Up Appearances? And she's like, yeah, we love it here. And I was like, how does that translate at all?
But well, I think does. She's, it's, now, I think I'm right in saying this. It's a massive, it's massive all over the world. Because
yeah,
that
right.
idea of this sort of woman that's trying to sort of up her station is really, everyone knows that character the world over.
Yeah, it's quite universal, actually, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
We kind of think it's a very British thing, but actually everyone's a snob.
Yeah.
That's what I've realised. And the other one they really liked was, we love the one with Dame Judi Dench, because they can't understand how a dame is just their first name. Dame Judi Dench. And she's married to this guy, and he's really miserable. He's got a really sad face all the time. And she's got two daughters, and... I was like,
oh,
about as time
God?
Goes as
oh,
time
no.
goes by.
Just
no, waiting for God, that would have been great. yeah, but as time goes by, which I always found quite depressing because it was on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, yeah. There was that depressing time, wasn't there? When the heartbeat theme started,
so
you knew
bleak.
That school was on its way.
Oh, so bleak. Yeah. It was before like people had fairy lights in their house. People like had the big light on all the time.
The big light all the time. Yeah, no times for lamps.
No time
Not
for lamps
in the 90s.
Back then. No, it was just like blur, flat, blur. I don't
big
know.
Big lights, big shops.
Big shoulder pads.
How are you feeling this week, Tom?
Well, I'm feeling a lot better than I have been. Thank you, Suze.
Oh, I'm delighted to hear that.
I've been doing my exercise, but I've had a bit of time off the exercise because I've actually done my knee in. I think I've got, well, I don't know what the word is for it. Is it like... Scullery maid's knee or something it's called.
Oh, right. Okay.
I went out for a run and it went all stiff. And it's been sort of slightly egg. Oh, and so I think that's my new ailment.
Oh, it's nice to have a new one, though.
Yes, I've been putting too much on my knees, which anybody who knows me knows that. But finally, it's payback time, and it hurts a bit. One of my knees hurts. So.
Well, what have you thought about getting a knee support?
Well, I thought about that, actually, yeah. I thought about maybe I'll have to get a knee support and be one of those people. But does that help, do you think?
I would have thought so, yeah.
Because when I put pressure on my knee, it does ease the pain. It's like hugging my knee. And then I thought, wouldn't that be lovely if they did like supports for your whole body so it feels like you're having a hug? And then I thought, stop going down that train of thought, Tom. Not after the few weeks you've had. Yeah, that does feel like dogs with those thunder blankets. Have you heard about those?
No.
You know, dogs get really scared of thunder.
And yeah. So do you, though.
This is why I need one of these things. But I love dogs. So it's supposed to make the dog feel secure. It's like a tight blanket.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that idea.
Yeah.
But brought out weighted blankets because I don't know why, but that's my algorithm on the internet. People are like, she needs a weighted blanket. Like, that's what she needs.
Like a slanket. Do you remember those?
Yes. Yeah.
A poncho. A poncho for around the house. Yeah.
I never had a slanket, but these weighted blankets are like, honestly. Oh, and now that I've said it and my computer's listening, I mean, it's going to be all over yours as well.
It's going to be all over mine now. But the idea of a weighted blanket sort of makes me think of suffocation. I'd be worried I'd get stuck under it and wouldn't be able to get up. How weighted is it?
Well, it's not that heavy, Tom.
Oh, okay. I just have to, you know, drowning in cashmere. Oh, that would be typical of me, wouldn't it?
How did he die? Drowning in cashmere. Well, it was a matter of time.
He's the type. He's just the type. And of course, he suffered with that terrible knee.
But at least he hasn't got the pain in the knee anymore.
At least it's a blessed relief from that terrible scullery maid's knee. What you been up to then, Suze? What you been doing?
Well, I've been very tired today. I only got 4 hours sleep last night.
Why? What's wrong?
Nothing. That's the thing. Like, normally when I would be not sleeping, I would be like, well, I need things to worry about. Yeah. But I'm not worrying. But I had a very busy day today. And I think my brain was just very... I did the news quiz, which you did last week.
Please.
We're working together tonight doing something for Amazon Prime.
No, we are totally secure in what it is and it will all be absolutely fine. And this will go out afterwards, so any fallout from it... There won't be fallout.
But I just had quite a busy day. And then I just couldn't sleep. So I was up and down and up and down.
But they say sometimes if you can't, just get up. If you can't sleep, just get up, go watch the telly or something. And then you feel tired.
I watched a bit of telly and then I went back to bed. I mean, I'll be honest, it's not a great anecdote.
Look, I liked it. To be honest, in these times, that's
any anecdote.
That's pretty much, that's Peter Ustinov level of anecdote.
And I thank you for saying that, Tom.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
I hope you sleep better tonight. Do you think you will sleep better tonight?
I would have thought so. I'm very tired. You'll see me later on Instagram Live and you'll see I look.
No, you don't.
At least
52. We all think that, don't we? We all think that. But we don't. We don't. It's fine. And also you can nap a bit if you need to.
Yeah. I mean, it's totally fine.
You'll be fine. Now, Suze, what's the update on the crossword? Because I think a lot of people, myself included, are really concerned about what were the missing clues that we couldn't get.
Well, I've finished it.
Oh.
So we can go through it together.
I would like that. And I think the listener would like that too, because, I mean, it wasn't cryptic. It was easier than a quick crossword. It was an us crossword and we still couldn't get the answers. So what were the ones we struggled with again? There was the film that you like.
So should we just go through them all? Because then if anyone doesn't, because I've had a few people tweet me sort of their half completed one.
Have you? Oh, yeah. And how were you impressed?
Well, with some of them, but others, I thought, you know what, you really need to pull your finger out.
Well, yes. Or do you? I mean, you know, times like this. Anyway,
Tom's favourite food.
Yes.
Was chicken.
We got that right.
Great. Yeah, we got that right. What did Tom once buy in Edinburgh? It made an appearance. Top. A top hat. Yes, very good. A favourite film of Tom's. Now, this was one that we couldn't get, but I got it.
Because I like so many. What were there any letters in it that would give it a clue?
Yes, you've got, it starts with an N and ends in an R.
North by Northwest.
No. How do you think the West ends with an R?
I don't know. I don't know that. I can't answer that.
Would you like to know what it is?
I'm going to kick myself, aren't I? But I hope it's not that knee I kick. Yes.
No, do go careful, Tom, with that knee. It's now Voyager.
Oh, I do love that film. Oh.
And I remember when you first said that. I thought it was set in space. It's not, is it?
Everybody thinks that. Maeve Higgins recommended that to me. And I just was like, no, it sounds like a sci-fi film. I don't want to watch that. And it's, did you watch it?
No, I've never seen it.
What's
it about?
Love it. It's about, I'm laughing as I say, it's about a woman who lives at home with her parents. played by Betty Davis. And
sure.
And she basically has a pair of glasses on. That's how you know she's sort of dowdy and henpecked by her mother, who undermines her confidence all the time. And then I can't remember what the inciting incident is, but she ends up going on a cruise and she meets a guy. And then it's basically, and it changes her, this cruise changes her. And she suddenly feels emancipated in herself. And there's a lovely moment at the end where I'm going to misquote it considering it's supposed to be my favourite film. But it's something along the lines, they're looking, her and her partner are looking at the sky and they wish for something. And she says, why wish for the moon when we've got the stars? And it's lovely. And it makes the hairs on your back of your neck stand up. When she does it, not when I do it. And it's
that's
a great
like
it's a great
the
film.
Moon line in... The Christmas one. What's the famous Christmas film that I like, actually?
32nd Street? Nightmare on
32nd Street? No. 42nd Street. That's not a Christmas film. Tom.
Nightmare on 42nd Street.
Nightmare on 42nd Street. no, what's it called? Tom, you know it. The really famous Christmas film.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Thank you. It's a Wonderful Life. But that's what he says, doesn't he? He says, you want the moon? I'll give you the moon. Hey, that's a good idea. I get a lasso and pull her down. That's a good idea. I'm going to give you the moon.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, I love that film. It makes me cry. The actual quote...
It is very... Yeah, it does make you cry.
And then the bell rings.
Yeah. I mean, let's not talk about it. Let's not get sad in lockdown.
Let's not get sad. But the quote from Now Voyager, I just looked it up, forgive me. Jerry says, will you be happy, Charlotte? And Charlotte says, oh, Jerry... Don't let's ask for the moon. We have the stars. Just very, very subtly written. It's a great line.
I do like it. Okay, a favourite department store?
John Lew, right?
Yeah, of course. The name you once gave your sat nav, but is also Tom's co-host for Locked In.
Linda.
Yep. Now, Susie's favourite film, 11317.
We could not get this.
The Extraterrestrial.
Who calls it that? You just go
I think
eat
that's
it.
What it's called. I think she's right. It's what it's called.
All right. We don't want to have a go at the lovely person who wrote it.
Something Susie's neighbour once borrowed with hilarious consequences.
The hammer.
Yes. A word that I can't say. Bald.
Bald, yeah.
A noise made when a name is dropped.
Clang.
Yes. Cool. Tom's favourite Streisand song. 43342.
Papa, can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you loud and clear. What's the answer? A little bit of fun. A favourite Madonna song of Susie's?
Like a Virgin.
It's Like a Prayer.
Like a Prayer.
Yes.
Everything like, such a simile. She's obsessed with similes, that Madonna.
She is, yeah.
Mad.
Where did we go for Pride in 2019?
New York.
What was I a member of as a
lesbian
teenager?
Reptile Club?
It wasn't Lesbian Reptile Club. It was just Reptile Club. Tom, amount of times I've had to tell you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I get it all confused.
I think that would be such a small club.
But so fun.
It's so fun.
For
just like-minded women.
Just like, finally. I would not enjoy that club.
You're very scared of anything scaly, aren't you?
I don't like it.
Favourite Dolly Parton song?
Two Doors Down.
They're laughing and drinking and
having a party.
A state of being. Examples include seeing Britney Spears 3 times or treating yourself to Lush products or saying right now and literally and wearing lots of Uggs.
Basic bitch. I love how Lush products have creeped into it because I always think I'm quite subtle in my disdain for Lush, but it turns out everybody has noticed that we don't like it.
Well, I don't mind Lush.
I mean, I the idea of it just gives me thrush.
Well, you go careful then. Don't even think of it.
Don't. That's why I have to put it out of my mind so much.
Well, the thing is, they do a very nice shampoo that's got salt in it, and I don't want to rub it in, Tom.
But, well, please, that's all you can do.
Well, I mean, if you've got
me,
got hair yeah. like me, their shampoo, it's a bar of soap and it has salt in, and it really gives my hair the puff it needs. No,
what?
No,
and I thought that was me. Wow.
Yeah. Well, you are what I need. God, don't write into the PO box. Don't write into Points of View for me using that word.
Oh, it's okay. We play with slurs. It's fine. It's just a take away the power.
Play with slurs. Is that your drag name?
Play with slurs. Yeah. That's how I'm. That's. Yeah.
A Vietnamese sandwich.
Ban me.
Yeah. Banning you.
Please don't ban me from your gay club.
And yeah. Finally, my cat.
Velma.
Velma. Now, big shout out to our friend who wrote that in, our like-minded friend. We said her name on the podcast last week and then she didn't want to be anonymous. And so our lovely producer, Joel, clipped out her name before anyone could hear it. But thank you so much for sending that in.
It was so nice.
Gave us both a real kick.
Let's all make crosswords for each other.
Let's all make crosswords for each other.
But in those quizzes, are you doing quizzes, Suze?
No, not. I'm doing once in a while, but...
Yeah, you have to limit it.
Yeah,
You have to ration it a bit, otherwise they're going to run out of questions.
I mean, as you can imagine, Alice has got absolutely no time for that sort of thing. She's like, everyone talking over each other, no thank you.
Oh, right. Oh, that's good to know.
She's very much in your wheelhouse with that.
Oh, good. I thought she might be. That's one of those things, isn't it, that, I don't know, it feels like everybody's on board with it, and it's just... I imagine how it was during the war or something, you know, everybody pulling together. And then some people, like that Victoria Wood film, Housewife 49, you know, where she was just like, she couldn't do all the things that people were doing during the Blitz. She couldn't keep up with the Blitz spirit and she felt like she was left out. That's how I feel about Zoom quizzes.
Yeah, Tom, your experience of not being part of a Zoom quiz is akin to a 1940s housewife not feeling she can keep up with
the Blitz.
Finally,
I can relate, you know?
Now, I thought, Tom, this week, we've had quite a lot of correspondence to the chat to likemindedfriends@gmail.com, if you want to get in touch. Mm. And we've been really blown away, actually, by so many gorgeous messages.
So many lovely messages. Oh my goodness.
I mean, some have brought me to tears. I mean, because they were so offensive about us both. No, because they were just...
Some of them using a lot of slurs, actually.
Yeah, a lot of those slurs.
A lot of those slurs. Ones I'd never heard of.
But honestly, it was... I was very moved by how many we've been receiving and how lovely
it's
they are.
Lovely.
And, yeah, thank you so much for that. But quite a few people sort of put in some questions. So I thought maybe we could do some questions today.
Let's do questions. Let's. Why not?
Okay, so Laura got in touch and she sent us a lovely email. Hello, Laura.
Laura Dora.
And she said, how are we dealing with disappointment of things being cancelled, both personally and professionally?
Well.
How are you feeling about all that stuff?
I try and be sort of philosophical about it and go, try and be in the moment and not worry about kind of how things might be shunted back or rescheduled or indeed maybe not happen at all. And just go, well, all any of us can do is do our best and keep our spirits up. And I try and live in the moment and know that the things that are meant to happen will happen. And that's kind of, I don't know if that's a bit of a cop-out, but it works for me, and so I'm sticking with it.
No, I don't think that's a cop-out at all. I feel sort of quite similarly.
I was to say, how are you feeling? Because, of course, you've had to reschedule something major, which we are all very excited about.
our wedding. But I mean, it's you know, it's a real shame and it's really disappointing. But you know, hundreds, thousands of people have had to do this, haven't they, over lockdown, and it is you know, and it is a shame. But yeah, you know, people have got far bigger things. I've got a dear friend, Adrian, who is who's an NHS nurse and is sort of on the front line. And I was chatting to him yesterday, actually, and, you know, hearing about, you know, the what people are going through and how hard people are working, it feels like, yeah, like, you know, it is disappointing, but there's a lot bigger, scarier things going on. And so, as you say, I'm trying to be philosophical about it. And I'm, you know, I'm disappointed that my tour's on pause and that I'm not working, and I love being out and gigging, but, you know, we're all doing different things, aren't we? And that's sort of how I'm, part of sort of how I'm coping with it all, is that we're all sort of trying our best together.
And I think as well, like, it shows how, you know yourself, and you know that actually it will be okay and there will be a resolution. You know, like, you can trust that there will be a wedding and it will be wonderful. But there's no point kind of, I think that it's anxious making, isn't it, if we kind of try and control something that's beyond our control. So you just have to, you know, like you're doing, just keep calm. And keep calm and carry on, but keep calm and carry on.
I do agree. Just on that, I just want to do a little shout out, which isn't something that we do very often, but we had a lovely email from Tash Hughes, who's also had to postpone her wedding. Oh. And she said that her partner, Lucy Dudson, is a massive fan of the podcast and that she listens to it lots and is even more so during lockdown. And she said that it would really mean a lot to her if we said hello. So hello, Lucy.
So we're not going to do that,
of course. That seems like a lot to do.
We are joking.
I'm sorry that your wedding's being postponed, guys. And I hope that you're both doing okay.
Yeah, I hope you're doing okay. And I know that this is like a really, I mean, in a way, is this very romantic of me to say? It's a nice way to kind of cement your relationship, right? And to go.
Yeah, I think so. Actually, I feel very lucky to be with Alice, and it feels very lucky.
There's a lot to celebrate and sort of and know about that going, you know, think how wonderful the celebration will be, knowing each other so well. I know some people have been
can you imagine being a party where we can dance and hug our friends and
or
just going to the pub or meet, like, I can't wait to get down to Portsmouth and throw my arms around my mum. And it will happen.
It will happen. And we're all doing really well. You know, we're just all doing really well. That's all you can do, and just acknowledge that. And everybody is supporting each other, and that's great. And you know, that wedding is going to be amazing,
isn't it? Just now, we've got another one here. I'm not going to give his name because he might not want to share his name, so I won't do it. But it says, "Hi guys, my younger brother has just come out as gay and he told me he was scared about my reaction. Oh. I've never been homophobic, but it's played on my mind a bit. As a lad, he was frightened that I might be homophobic towards him. So I have been using quarantine to educate myself on how to be a better ally and learn a bit of the history of the LGBT+ community. I've binged all your podcasts, and I want to make him feel comfortable to talk to me if he ever wants or needs to. How do I make it clear that I love him unconditionally and that he's welcome to talk to me about anything?" First of all, you sound like the best brother.
What a lovely brother. What an amazing thing to do.
So sweet. So kind.
And I think as well, it's really, I always think this, do you think this is with kind of awareness and kind of being, trying to be a good person? It's easy to beat ourselves up because we don't necessarily have all the tools to understand somebody else's predicament. But actually, if we're willing to learn, then that's all that any of us can do, isn't it? And willing to learn about empathy and stuff. I think that's what an amazing approach.
I mean, I think that you're doing everything you can do, because you know, you're doing all those things. You are becoming a better ally, and I mean, I can imagine how much your brother appreciates that. And I'm sure that you're going to have such a wonderful relationship for the rest of your lives because of this effort that you've put in.
It's, and as well, like, I've spoken to friends before who, for example, like straight friends who our parents, and they say, "Oh, I don't know, but I sense that my child might be gay. What do you think I should do?" And I sort of want to say, just be open, I think. And
yeah.
And I also found myself going, yeah, but don't worry if they go, shut up, I don't want to talk about that with you. Because actually, like, what child wouldn't kind of balk at a family member about their sort of, basically their intimate life. But at the same time, just, I think actually that preemptive stuff or that kind of just being there is, and just, I don't know, I think for when the person is concerned, is ready to talk about it, it's just nice to know they've got the option, isn't it? I think that's...
And I think it makes them feel safe.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Oh, also, and again, I won't use her name, but a shout out to someone that got in touch with us whose son has come out and she's listening to our podcast because it feels like she's helping her learn a little bit more about LGBT life.
I don't know. Is that... I mean...
Does she? Are we good? I think we can be role models, like, can we?
Poor
I was
mother,
sitting in the Metropolitan
horrified.
Museum of Art. I'm not anyone's role model.
You had to take me out of a bar for shouting blowjobs. Look.
I really did. It was so funny.
You know, I don't know. I think if it's any reassurance to you, mother out there, just know that your child probably won't be quite like us. Maybe will.
Let's do one more. Someone got in touch to say, any advice on how to deal with living with people that are difficult and maybe even a bit homophobic, like my family?
Ooh,
I think that's very tricky.
We were talking about this a few weeks ago. We're all just sort of thinking about that. And well, go on. What do you think, Suze? What do you think?
Well, I just think don't be too hard on yourself, and don't expect miracles. You know, I think that's the thing with myself and lots of my friends and lots of people that I've chatted to. I think with coming out, often your parents have a journey, and the best thing in the world would be that immediately they loved it. They knew loads of gay people. They had, you know, that would be wonderful. But that isn't the story for everyone. And I think that, you know, it's not ideal when people don't react in a way that you want them to, but sometimes people have two or three reactions to something. And sometimes it's, you know, as long as you're not, you know, keep yourself safe in as much as, don't keep emotionally putting yourself out there to get battered down. But at the same time, I think keeping lines of communication open is really good. And that's actually something that Dustin Lance Black talked about in the episode of Out that I did with him. That's sort of what I would say. And I would say that, often the first reaction isn't the reaction that stays forever.
I think that's very, very true. I think as well, sometimes, you know, I love to wank on about codependency, but what I've learned about it is that often, we train ourselves to go, am I acceptable? Am I okay? Will my caregivers still love me? You know, if I reveal this about myself, for whatever, it can be different things. But I think it's important to have a sense of self and self-regard and to know that you are, it's when people sort of say it in around time of pride, like, know that you're important, but know that you are important and that your feelings are valid and you don't need to apologize, even if you don't need to have ongoing discussions with the people you're living with at this point. Know in yourself that you're allowed to have boundaries, you're allowed to have time on your own, you're allowed to have means of expression, and you're allowed to communicate with the people outside of that sphere that also validate you. And I think it's keeping that sense of esteem and knowing that whilst for now it might be difficult and for now you might not have the support you wish you had, that there is that support in the wider world, and that you are loved, and you are totally valid and totally, you know, allowed to feel anxious or insecure in these moments, but know that, to use the campaign slogan, it does get better.
It really does. I hope that helps.
I never want to sound, do you know what I mean, Suze? Like, sometimes those You've heard me being cynical before about like some of those American, I call them Americanisms, they're not really, but like those kind of like, it gets better, and they always kind of, I'm always like, you know.
Yeah, sometimes like what's written on a t-shirt isn't actually that helpful.
Yeah, it can be a bit like, well,
don't get me wrong, I think like the Trevor Project who do all that stuff are doing amazing stuff, but you know, just like,
sure, yeah,
you know, if you don't like me, then stick it. You're like, well, but maybe I don't, maybe I'm not the kind of person that has that attitude.
Yeah, 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 actually. And there's a bit like we say, there's a journey, isn't there, for all of us? And actually the journey to self-love and self-acceptance, it sometimes takes twists and turns. But I think knowing that you are on that path and it is a really important thing, a really positive thing, and know that you're that you are entitled to be respected and loved regardless of what anybody in the world thinks of you.
Absolutely.
Oh, I've been reading some books. I'll tell you, Susie.
I love it, Tom.
I'm going to start making t-shirts.
And you know
ones,
what?
Loads of words on them.
But actually, if you don't feel like that, that's also fine. And maybe you should you turn the t-shirt around.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really long, flowing coat.
Oh, I love it.
Maybe.
Why not?
Sure.
It feels very Vivian Westwood. It's got writing all over it. Sort of.
Yeah, Vivi would love it.
And then finally, this isn't a question, but I did want to share it because it made me laugh. Janice got in touch to say...
Lovely name.
Lovely name, Janice.
One of Janice's in the world, yes.
Janice got in touch to say that she really enjoys the podcast and us doing her own crossword made her laugh so much that she basically choked on an orange. And what I say to you, Janice, is where there's blame, there's a claim.
Yeah.
So
we look forward to that letter. Also, Janice, do not put a whole orange in your mouth.
Yeah. Wait,
come on. What
she
are you
actually,
doing?
I think she called it a delicious orange as well. So she really painted a picture.
It wants to be as well. Gosh, be careful with those oranges. Oh, good for you.
Good for you.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, so, well, it turns out crosswords are our thing. Maybe that's our thing, sis.
I mean, I guess I always assumed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like it when it's got like a picture of someone like Colleen Nolan in the corner. And you have to put that. That's a clue.
Yes, I love that. Yeah, I love all that. They're usually in those magazines that are like, on the front it says like, death, tragedy, prizes. Like,
I love it so much. Yeah. Impregnated by a ghost on Christmas Day.
Yeah. I love it. Oh, that's the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to buy a take a break.
You can get one now. I mean, imagine the stories. Oh, it's great. Oh, it's such a great magazine. Take a break. Love that. And what's the other one? That's Life. Oh, yeah. They're always so like, I don't know. What is that? I never know what the word is for that kind of like very serious, yet kind of cloyingly like sycophant, or I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Like, always... Yeah, it's like, obviously, it's not Ms. Mem, is it? Because that's like... That's like a, like obviously some of them are brilliant, but I mean that's sort of like it's like miserable. Is that what it's called, a Ms. Mem? Should I not say that the way that you laugh?
Misery memoir, a misery memoir. Yeah, no, I think they're even called that in Smiths and things.
Right, yeah. Oh, that's a section you don't want to be in.
Oh no, yeah. No, well, maybe. I mean, I imagine it's very lucrative. It's that.
No, I mean, you don't want to buy a book from there.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the place that you're in at the moment, Tom. You can't read any more books. That t-shirt's full to the brim.
Please. I haven't got time to quote, like, oh, how I tunneled out of my own grave. Or whatever it's called. It's the sort of thing my nan would like to read, like those magazines. Like,
oh,
like,
yeah, my nan had them.
Oh, yeah.
And she'd be like, oh, read about that woman. She had it horrible.
She had it horrible. Why do nans love it? Just that my nan would be like, you need to be careful. I've read it in my magazine.
I like reading it at my nan's house with like a few digestives.
Or did your nan like a cake? What's it called? A Kentish something? Or like, it's basically a fruit cake.
Oh, yeah, that you'd buy in a box and it came in a plastic thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Kipling.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Oh, yeah, and a cup of instant coffee. Oh, so nice.
That's the thing. We're meant to want these really expensive, posh stuff. But I like instant coffee and I like cake that comes in a box that's been
in
a bag.
I was thinking that the other day. So funny. Just having a cup of instant coffee with a... Yeah, and I never normally have milk, but, you know, at Nan's, it's different, isn't it?
Yeah. And do you know what, Tom? As soon as lockdown lifts, I'm coming to yours with a Mr. Kipling in a box in a bag.
I'm moving to sheltered accommodation. So this is perfect. I want to live in somewhere with a, you know, my nan would have this, there would be like a box to let people in downstairs and then a box that if you pulled the string, it would like alert
a
woman in Maidstone who'd say like, hello, yes. This is...
Yeah, the orange cord.
Yeah, the orange cord. And yeah, nan would be like, oh, sorry, I've pulled that back. Sorry, I'm fine.
Yeah, and, but would your nan be like, don't touch the cord?
Don't.
Like it would be... Did she do that? Because as soon as she walked in, Nana'd be like, remember the cords there? And like when you went to the bathroom, she'd be like, make sure you pull the cord to the bathroom light, not the orange one before it. That will call the warden.
The warden. I know. The warden, Eileen, her name was. That was her name, Eileen. Yeah. And that was my nan's name, Eileen. So it was quite confusing. But the warden. I mean, it sounds like prison, doesn't it? It really sounds like prison. But oh,
cell block H.
Cell block H. Cell block Nan. Yeah, the heating was on so
much.
Oh,
let's write that sitcom.
Oh, let's. I mean, that's my life. But the heating...
That's waiting to be written.
Would it be like this at your nan's... Because she was in sheltered accommodation as well, wasn't she, your nan?
Well, yeah, it was like... It wasn't an old people's home, but it was like flats that had... It was like a council flat that had a warden.
Yes.
And it was only for people that were over 65.
Right, same. So, yeah, exactly the same. Yeah, so independent living, but you just have the option of a warden. Yeah. But the heating would be so high. And then, of course, I'd fall asleep and my nan would be like, I'm worried about that boy. I mean, she'd say that all the time. She'd be like, I'm worried about that boy. He's not getting enough iron. Look at him. He can't stay awake. I'm like, it's 85 degrees.
Yeah,
I'm 17.
My nan's was hotter than the sun. Hotter than the sun. Yeah.
Robert Kilroy's silk on in the background.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh. So good.
Didn't he work for UKIP for a while?
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah. Turns out he wasn't the hero we needed.
Turns out, yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Where is he now?
Well, as ever, do send in your answers to the PO box.
Where's Robert? And we got a lot of lovely messages from people abroad, so I'm sure they'll enjoy all of that. Nonsense references. But I fancy a slice of Mr. Kipling fruitcake with lots of sugar on top.
Fruitcake.
I will.
We'll see you next week on Like-Minded Friends. Thanks so much for all the messages. We're so delighted that we're keeping you company in lockdown. People have been in touch to say that some people that are living by themselves are really enjoying it. So yeah, we love you guys. We love that you're getting in touch. We've been amazed by the amount of listens we've had. Still not in Pod Bible. Still haven't won a poddy. So you know, still no poddy.
Makes me laugh so much.
For us talking about
how far away we are from any award. But I prefer it. And let me tell you, I prefer it
too. I think fuck the poddy. Let's get a BAFTA.
Let's get a BAFTA for this. I don't see why not. I'm not just saying it because I was the guest on this week, but Susie's podcast, Out with Susie Ruffle, is so wonderful, so sublime. If you haven't given that a listen, do.
And so Tom's episode is so brilliant. It's so brilliant. And he was so open and wonderful. And we both had a bit of a cry.
We got a bit emotional, but I found it very, very, very cathartic and very...
And lots of people have been in touch to say how much it resonated with them. Lots and lots of people. So have a listen to that if you fancy it.
I'd love to read those messages. But yeah.
Oh, I can send them. And we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
And... yeah, look after yourself, babe.
Look after yourselves, love. Okay. All right. Okay, bye for now.
Bye. 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 Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book. Am I having fun now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I having fun now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide children's marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. Coda riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist Coda customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide children's marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at coda.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.